I'm Mark Breen. Welcome to Night Sky for Friday, October 14th. You know from your own experiences that the sun and moon cross our skies from east to west, and quite possibly you've noticed this about the stars as well. Of course, they're not actually moving. The motion is caused by the Earth spinning, because the stars remain fixed in the same place. This allows for the concept that there is a distant shell of stars surrounding the Earth, known as the celestial sphere. During the night and through the year, different stars appear over different locations. If you knew the time and location of the star, you could calculate your position below. This is the essence of celestial navigation, using the stars to find your way. The positions of the stars have been known since ancient times, and both measurements and predictions were published in what became known as almanacs. As this information became more accurate and timekeeping more precise, mariners in the 1800s were finally able to calculate their positions west and east with reliability. Technology has largely replaced celestial navigation. However, last year, the Navy reintroduced it as a backup for any system failures or cyber attacks. Next week, the moon hides one bright star, another sneaks across the south, and a third flashes in the northeast on Night Sky. Night Sky is a production of the Fairbanks Museum and Planetarium and Vermont Public Radio.